Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Barnes. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Virgil Barnes. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire bunts towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to second. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Farrell. English moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. English scores. Kyler moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Richborg reaches second base with a double. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Richborg moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Richborg scores. Clark moves to third. Sisler moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bush, and towards McGuire, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush bunts towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to third for the out. Hartnett moves to second. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Braves. Ed Holly now pitching. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Ed Holly. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Hartnett moves to third. Beck moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Beck scores. Heathcote moves to third. It's 5-3, Braves. Bob Smith now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to home to get Heathcote. English moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. English moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Percy Jones now pitching. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark bunts for an out with unknown description. Richborg moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler is hit by the pitch. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richborg moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg, who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Grimm scores. It's 5-4, Braves. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Webb pinch hits for Percy Jones. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hartnett tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Braves, 5. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Stevenson reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Richborg moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler bunts towards third. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richborg moves to third. Clark moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Richborg scores. Clark moves to third. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 6, Braves, 6. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. English is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-4 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Root moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-4 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 5 in the game. Kyler strikes out. 1 out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Root strikes out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 4 for 6 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. English hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 5 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Beck catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Sparrer now catching. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 6 in the game. Kyler hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 4 for 6 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Beck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Root hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 4-for-7 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. English hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-6 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-7 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Sparrer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.